This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Working Families Party in New York swallowed its pride after intense battles with Governor Cuomo and agreed for him to run in the general election on their ballot line, ending a multi-year feud. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in September, the lowest rate in 50 years. South Korea leads the industrialized countries, recycling almost 60% of its refuse, with Taiwan over 50%. Germany around 45%, and Australia over 40%. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration's plans to end temporary protected status for 300,000 immigrants from Sudan, El Salvador, Haiti, and Nicaragua. The decision was based on Trump's bias. Wells Fargo, the beleaguered and scandal-ridden bank, has broken ranks with some other banks and continued to make loans to gun manufacturers, most recently a $40 million loan to Rutgers. 5,000 people in what are called orange teams dredging hundreds of tons of rubbish from the Chilliwung River in Jakarta on a daily basis put it into trucks. Indonesia is spending $1 billion in its plastic cleanup campaign. India has allocated over $9 billion in a Clean India campaign. Brett Kavanaugh is put on the Supreme Court by a vote of 50-48. Protests continued in Washington and other cities over this extremely contentious proceeding as the court tilted to the right. A recent study from the University of Southern California showed only 5.2% of the 1,223 directors behind the top grossing films between 2007 and 2017 were Black or African American. Private prisons now house 8% of America's inmates. India's prime minister and the ruling BJP party have been caught in a scandal over the inflated price of buying jets from France and a set-aside on investment with the giant Reliance company benefiting their supporters privately. Polling indicates that 47% of the people who approve of Trump say they feel like strangers in their own country, while 44% of those that disapprove of Trump say they feel the same way. Well, almost a majority of women feel this way, and 60% of Asian and African Americans confirm this feeling. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.